Last Sunday's gospel ended on such a down note. Perhaps you recall the heightened expectation that Jesus was going back home after having been saying these extraordinary things that were stirring the passions and the imaginations of the multitudes. Then having been the very source of the divine power and authority about which he was speaking, having been the conduit for miracles of taking place, crowds even swelling in greater numbers, and he comes home and we're actually anticipating this is going to be just an absolutely fantastic homecoming. And yet the end of the gospel last Sunday, Mark chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. What a downer. The gospel today is a direct continuation of the story, with the disciples having witnessed such disappointment. Jesus turns to them and says, okay, it's your turn. He summons the 12. He entrusts them with divine authority, and he sends them out to repeat what he has been saying and doing. Until this moment, the disciples are spectators. He says, Followers of mine are participators, participating in the divine mission that has been entrusted to me. I impart to you authority to be about sharing in the advancement of the kingdom of God. Hey, that's us. We're not supposed to be spectators. We're supposed to be participators in the divine mission, given what we need through the authority of Christ that is imparted to us through baptism, and then for many of us in a most special way with the complete sacraments of initiation with Eucharist and confirmation, to be about advancing God's kingdom. Well, what's the very first step? The very first step of discipleship is building bridges of trust. In Christian experience, when there's a positive moment with another Christian or with a community of disciples, with a parish, for someone, that builds the bridge of trust, creating positive experiences. Let me give you another example. It was many years ago now. I was a child of the Cold War. So for those of us who are old enough, we remember good versus evil. We remember all of the propaganda. We remember the Soviet Union, the original evil empire, the Iron Curtain, the satellite countries. We remember the tension, the fear, the assurance that we were always right, they were always wrong. And then it was after the change of the government in the Soviet Union, the emergence of the Russian nation, the peaceful changes in government in the satellite states and the Iron Curtain. It was right after that that I had the opportunity for the very first time to travel to what formerly was called Czechoslovakia, which assumed the new name of the Czech Republic. And I want to tell you, I'm a child of the Cold War. I was nervous going through passport control. I was nervous driving the car that I had rented. I was living and working in Germany, and I wanted to visit some places in Eastern Europe, and I'm making my way to Prague, and it's really late at night, and I'm terribly lost, and the alphabet is different. It's really hard reading maps. And it's a little past midnight, I'm near the Great Cathedral, and I get pulled over by some cops behind me. Now, I'm a child of the Cold War. I don't know where the consulate is. I don't know how fast I can run. I don't know how long I can hold out. But these things are going, my heart's beating. So the officer comes to the window. I roll down the window, and I speak in the most confident German that I could possibly muster so he doesn't know I'm an American. And it didn't work. Just looked at me. And then I plead and grovel and whine like a scared American in English. Still doesn't say anything. Non-verbally has me exit the car to get out of the car, and I'm thinking, oh, this is it. Walks me to the front of the car, points at the headlights, which are not on. Thanks be to God. Then I show him the address, and he was kind enough to see that I arrived at the place where I was staying that night. Building bridges of trust. That one young man did more to win me over to his city and his people and his country than anything I've ever read. Building bridges of trust. See, that's what we're called to do as followers of Jesus Christ. What is more compelling than a Christian, not with all the answers, but who's joyful, who's generous, and who's kind? Building bridges of trust. Our Lord empowers us to do that very thing. And before the disciples are done in the gospel today, there's all sorts of wonders that God works because they're about the business of advancing the mission of Christ with joy, with kindness, and with generosity. My brothers and sisters, discipleship is not new and improved. It's not inventing something. It's not wow. It's not pizzazz. It's authenticity and simplicity. It's simply repeating the words and the actions of Jesus, taking what Jesus has said and what Jesus has done and just simply making it our own.